From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Street demonstrations in Haiti amidst talk of a possible dissolution of Parliament. The World Trade Organization to hear more discussion about the banana trade dispute between the EU and the US. And OECS heads of government meeting set for Dominica at the month end. I am Keith Stonegraves and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Demonstrators took to the streets of the Haitian capital Port-au-Prince earlier today, putting up barricades and burning tires. They want the country's members of parliament to step down. The parliamentarians argue that they can't leave without replacements, as this would hand more power to President René Préval. Haiti has been without a prime minister for almost 18 months. Most observers in Haiti think a dissolution of parliament is imminent. Our correspondent Michael Norton told me that an announcement could be made soon.
The president of the Republic, René Préval, did not attend the opening ceremony of the legislature today. He did not send a message, the State of the Union message that he promised in a late night communique Sunday night. And the reason is simple. It is more than likely that sometime today, later today, if not tomorrow, the president will dissolve the parliament. That is to say, will declare the terms of office of the lawmakers expired.
There have been some demonstrations, we understand, in the capital, Port-au-Prince. What can you tell us about those demonstrations, Michael?
Several hundred people demonstrated this morning. There were flaming tire barricades. Many windows of vehicles were broken as the militants threw stones at them. These people are calling on President Préval to dissolve the parliament. They are angry with Parliament for having passed economic modernization laws that have put a number of people out of work. And also they quite simply want to get rid of Parliament and open the way to another way of governing in Haiti.
Michael, are the demonstrations and the possible dissolution of Parliament likely to dash hopes for stability in Haiti?
It's very difficult to say. I don't think that there will be much social turmoil if this dissolution of parliament goes over. Haiti has not been governed effectively for a year and a half. Will effective government be possible? I don't think so. There will be protests. The international community will not at first accept the new state of affairs. The economy will certainly not improve. Whether or not instability as such will increase, that only time can tell. One thing is sure is that a lot of politicians will not have an opportunity to get into government. We are moving now toward the consolidation of power, if not a monopoly of power, by former President Jean-Bertrand Aristide's supporters and with the complicity, obviously, of the current president, President René Préval.
Michael Norton in Haiti. The World Trade Organization, WTO, meets in Geneva tomorrow to try to make progress in the long-standing banana trade dispute. The European Union and Ecuador, on opposite sides in what's threatening to be a trade war, are asked the WTO to once more judge whether or not the EU's banana import regime is in line with world free trade rules. From Geneva, the BBC's Claire Doyle reports.
Time is running out in the long-running banana trade war. The US has threatened to impose 100% tariffs on certain EU exports unless the EU opens its markets to bananas grown in Central America for US-owned companies. The US is frustrated at what it sees as EU non-compliance with a WTO trade ruling which ruled the EU system of banana imports was discriminatory, favouring Caribbean producers. The European Union says it's complied with the ruling and reformed its complex system of licenses and quotas. But after months of wrangling, it's finally agreed for its reforms to be reviewed by a WTO panel. On Tuesday, it will formally ask for the panel to rule within 90 days on whether its reforms comply with WTO free trade rules. There will also be a separate request for a panel from Ecuador, one of the five Central American banana-producing countries. Ecuador, the region's biggest banana exporter, has become increasingly frustrated with the procedural wrangling between the United States and the European Union. The requests will, under WTO rules, automatically be approved. The question is whether the United States will call off or delay its sanctions threat whilst the WTO panel reviews the EU banana reforms. Meanwhile, Caribbean exporters are implementing those reforms which came into force this month. Claire Doole in Geneva for BBC Caribbean Report.
Well, at the weekend, Britain's Trade Minister Brian Wilson renewed a plea to the United States to take its grievance to the WTO. He feels Britain alone could lose about $134 million of exports from the U.S. action. He told me it's important for the EU to continue to support poor Caribbean banana producers.
We obviously have obligations to provide under the Lomé Agreement for preferential access for African, Caribbean and Pacific suppliers, and the World Trade Organization has recognized this. So it's really a question of how the market is shared and whether the EU has met the previous findings of the WTO. Now, the advice is that from the WTO